Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
I think we should take no time getting to what we like to call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single Monday with things that just grind our gears, that really annoy us, that just bother us so much. We add it to the list and we just gripe about it, basically. It's really therapeutic. You should try it sometime. 312-946-4995 is our text line if you want to add anything to the list. But Kyle, Melissa, do you guys have anything you want to add to the list?
I do.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Oh,
Melissa,
yeah.
You have the
big
floor.
Big time. I went to Vegas over the weekend, took Porter with me. It was a birthday, pre-birthday celebration party.
Tomorrow's Mel's birthday?
Yep.
And, happy special week.
Thank you so much. Okay. I'm ignoring my birthdays. And so on the way back, we were on the plane. Porter was sitting to my right, and we had to get up very early to take a flight. So I decided I was going to try to take a nap. I brought my mask, little eye mask.
Which adorable, by the way.
I have a photo of Mel sleeping on a plane that I need to reveal to the public.
No, you don't. I'm sure it's not pretty. And anyway, so I did end up falling asleep, but I woke up to Porter trying to be funny.
Oh, no.
And sticking his dirty fingers from going through security and touching the bins.
Sure, yeah.
And holding hand railings on the walkway. And putting it on my lip. So, not only did I wake up and I was like, what are you doing? He starts laughing. I'm like, don't do that. I'm like, we're in an airport and an airplane. I'm like, the dirtiest places you can be in the United States of America.
Even if you were in a clean room, no, I don't think you'd do that.
But it doesn't end there. I say, don't do that.
Yeah.
I put my mask back on. He does it again.
Wow.
I said, Porter, what are you doing? Knock it off. He thinks it's hilarious. I put my mask back on. He does it
again. A third time?
Oh, wow.
So I slap his hand. And he goes, okay. I'm like, stop it. What is wrong with you? So I'm adding Porter to the list.
Wow. Your son.
Oh, yeah.
The future impractical joker.
Yeah, seriously. Mel, I'm trying to think of all the places on this
earth. I'm sure I'll be sick, by the way.
I'm wondering, like, where he could get antics like that on a flight. I'm trying to think.
I don't do stuff like that.
Who likes to pull pranks in his family?
Who would do something like stick their finger in someone else's mouth?
No. I do not put dirty hands in anybody's mouth. And you guys are the pranksters, not me.
Melissa, didn't you once take my banana and take a big chunk out of it and try to hand it back to me?
No, she stuck it down her shirt, I think.
Oh, it was that. I don't know where Porter got it from.
All right, so Porter, you are added it to the list. Kyle, you got anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, yeah, do you?
Of course I do. Are you kidding me? When we come back, we're going to add more things to the list. And if you've got anything you would like to add to the list, 312-946-4995 is the number. It's time to add things to the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single Monday to just let off some steam. It's things that just annoy us, that grind our gears, that really bother us, and we add it to the list every week, and it's kind of therapeutic to talk about. Melissa just added Porter to the list for annoying him on her flight home from Vegas this past weekend.
Yes.
Kyle, before we add anything, we got a couple of great texts into our text line from the 708. Gen Z slang. Please add it to the list 6-7 times.
I hate 6-7, by the way. That is annoying, and I don't get it, and it makes me feel old.
Yeah,
I hate
all
this.
I know is it's from a song, and it's everywhere.
Yeah. 6-7. I feel like they've completely killed off the 6-9 jokes.
Yeah,
right?
Nothing ever will, my friend. We're keeping those alive.
That was our generation. And then from the 317, I'd like to add to the list taking your bratty kids on a cruise and letting them splash around in the hot tub where adults are as if if you want to take your bratty kids on a cruise, take them on Disney.
Oh, great cruise to take them on, though. Disney is a fantastic cruise.
Of course.
Cruise.
Yeah, very,
take kids.
Very
I actually,
great cruise.
I low-key agree with that take.
Yeah, right? Leave the adults alone, kids.
All right, Kyle, what are you adding to the list this week?
I'm going to add the common cold to the list.
No.
Because last week I was sick. I had a fever on Tuesday, and it has now basically been a cold since then. And every day that I think I'm getting better, I wake up, maybe I feel a little bit better, whatever.
Sure.
I just eventually start feeling worse. I've had like a headache on and off. As you guys can tell, I'm very nasally right now. I feel like I wake up every morning, TMI, with like gunk in my throat that like clears out by 7. And then by about 7 to 9, I feel good. And then from about 10 to about like 3, I have a headache. It's just annoying. And I've been getting sleep. I've been taking medicine. Nothing works. In this day and age, I could do so many things with my phone. I could call a pizza place and a pizza will be here in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
The dream is true, but we cannot figure out the common cold. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm adding it to the list.
They're delivering Amazon packages by drone and they can't cure the common cold?
Nope.
Deliver my, kill my cold by drone. I don't know if that's legal, but.
Less drone, more cold. Huh? let's shift our focus.
That's a good one, though.
Yes.
They're annoying when they don't go away.
Yeah, you wake up and you're just like, is this life now?
Yeah.
Austin?
The thing I am adding to the list this week, and I want to make it clear, I am not adding Taylor Swift to the list. I'm not.
Okay, good.
I am adding the capitalization of Taylor Swift to the list. Listen, okay. Taylor, let me speak to you directly because I know you listen every weekday morning from 6 to 10 because Melissa and Austin is your favorite morning radio show.
Thank you.
I love you to death. Everyone does. Why you are as big as you are. But you do not need to sell literally everything. I went to the Taylor Swift quote-unquote movie this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew it was an actual movie. But it was basically just a music video, some behind the scenes, and then lyric videos.
Yeah.
I could have watched the same thing on YouTube. The fact that I had to go to a theater to see this was... I don't know. It's just her make cash grab. And she knows that her fans will spend the money. That's the problem. So she continues to do it. She sends out 8 different album versions of her music. It's enough, okay? So the capitalization of Taylor Swift, kids on cruises, Gen Z slang, the common cold, and Porter on an airplane. It's
all added to the list.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
I gotta.
Go.
One's got to go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. You're going to text us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which ones got to go. And joining us today, you guys aren't going to believe it, it's our dear friend, Pam in Winthrop Harbor.
Pam
in Winthrop Harbor.
Hey,
How are you, Pam?
Hi, good.
Good. Thanks for joining us. You ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Yes, I am.
All right, Kyle.
All right. This one from a 708 texter, and it is officially spooky season, so this works. Ooh. One's Gotta Go, being trapped in a room for 24 hours with 100 clowns, or spending the night in a room, or same thing, 24 hours in a room, but with 50 spiders. Which one's gotta go, Pam?
Spiders
got to go. Why is that?
I can't stand spiders.
That's very fair, yeah. Melissa.
I agree, unless it's a jumping spider. Other than that, it's fine. I don't know if you guys have seen the jumping spiders. They're super cute. They're all over like TikTok and Instagram, and people raise them and like train them, and they're super cute. But anyway, so yeah, the spiders got to go. Why are you looking at me like
that? Because that's the weirdest thing you've ever said on this radio
show. No, it's not.
How big are these rooms? I feel like that's an important question here.
Normal size?
Okay. Right, if we're fitting 100 clowns in this studio, that's going to be way too crowded. But if we had 50 spiders, that's way a lot more space. I could get in one corner and get the spiders in another
corner. So clowns got to go.
No, I'm going to say, give me the clowns. At least they can speak English and I can reason with them.
You don't know that.
They'll
They're
just
clowns.
Be honking their horns on our noses, though. You know, honk, honk.
Shout out, Bozo.
Next one up from another 708 texter. One's got to go. You have Taylor Swift perform at your wedding, but you can't invite any of your friends or family. Or you can go to any Taylor Swift concert you want, but the seats are the furthest away from the stage. Which one's got to go for you, Pam?
The wedding.
Wedding's got to go?
Wedding's
got to
go?
Yeah.
Okay. Melissa?
I'm saying the concert's got to go. My friends and family will have to deal. I'm going to have Taylor Swift at my wedding, and she's going to be right in front of me, and then we're going to become best friends.
Wow.
And
do you think
we're going to live happily ever after.
Do you think Mr. Miami will pull that off for you?
Oh. What?
Wow, what a good guy.
I bet he would.
I just saw the Jonas Brothers perform at a wedding. Why can't Taylor Swift?
Why can't Tay-Tay, you know?
Why can't she?
I'm going to say the concert ticket's got to go. I hate agreeing with Melissa. There's nothing I despise more in this world.
Thanks.
But having her play your wedding would be pretty dope.
Right?
It'd be pretty cool. And yeah, it's like, look, I don't need my friends and family. As long as my bride's there, I'm good.
There's a lot of agreeing on this show. So last one,
Kyle, don't do it.
I know.
One's got to go, Melissa or Austin. Kyle. I'm so sorry that I got to ask.
Why are you doing that to poor Pam?
Oh, Austin.
Wow!
Yeah.
Why are you doing that to poor Pam? And why did she answer so easily?
Pam was very decisive. Like, she figured out right away what she wanted, and it's out of here. And
she thought more about the Taylor Swift wedding question than she did that one.
Well, maybe take a hint.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Sarah in Shorewood for Dear Melissa and Austin, who is angry at her ex because he's got something of hers, and she wants it back.
You guys, my ex is still using this air fryer that's mine. I lent it to him, and every time I see it now in his Instagram stories, it just makes me so crazy. I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I want it back. Like, I've asked for it back a bunch of times.
Sure.
And it's like, what do you do? Like, and he's like, hanging on to it. I don't know, maybe to prove a point. I don't know what it is. Like, who puts an air fryer in all of his stories? Like, I'm just like, what are you doing? And I can't afford another one for myself right now. And it's mine. And I just feel like, what am I supposed to do?
For sure. He's definitely trying to rub this in.
I mean, he's basically, the way he's posting, he's dating the air fryer.
Dating the air fryer.
Yeah, he might be. Well, you never know. Look, as long as he's happy. I think you need to show up. Yeah, SWAT team.
Stop.
Yeah, SWAT team his house.
What? No.
Yeah.
I was to say, I mean, I know you want it back, but I don't know that it's worth it.
I mean,
it.
I don't want to break in. Like, I don't want to, like, I could probably get in the window, but, like, that just seems like a rest.
Okay, yeah. No. We're not, Melissa
and
Austin, let it be known, are not endorsing any breaking and entering. However, I do think you should just show up, and I think you bring someone with you, but you don't. They don't reveal themselves until the door is open.
Okay. If he opens the door.
Yeah.
I think you just let it go. I know you love that air fryer, and I know it sounds like it cost a bit much as far as air fryers go. Like, it's a good one. But, I mean, if it was me, I would just suck it up.
No.
I would,
just let it go?
I would. I would just be done. I wouldn't love it, and I wouldn't love that I was letting go of the beloved air fryer that I wanted back so much.
You certainly don't care, fryer. Goodness. No. Melissa.
I can't help it.
Don't. All right. Don't listen.
It's not worth it.
Sarah, don't listen.
Just move on and block him on social media so you don't see it anymore.
No. She needs that air fryer back.
What?
That's important. I'm with you, Sarah.
Doesn't.
Get the air fryer back. Show up to his place, okay? Don't swallow that money. Swallow the delicious food that you will make from the air fryer.
I mean, it does so many things.
Right?
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, well, I guess we're in disagreement on this one. What do you do?
I think you show up. But I'm curious. What did an ex take from you? 312-946-4995. What did they keep? What was it that when you broke up, you also had to break up with this other item? 312-946-4995. What did an ex take from you? We're going to get into that next because, Sarah, you are not alone in this.
Apparently not. Okay. It's Melissa and Austin.
James in Wonder Lake.
Hey, James, what did an ex take from you?
My $500 Chicago cutlery knife set.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. That's not nice.
That's a lot of money, too. Wait, how did she take it? Like, was it just, like, at her place and never gave it back, or what?
We were getting divorced, and we were splitting everything in the apartment. I went to go grab my knife set, and it was gone.
Did you ask her about it?
No, because the divorce was pretty nasty. I just wanted to be done. For as much as it hurt to let it go, I just wanted it done and over with.
Sure, sure. Even without knives, though, you just wanted to cut the cord, right?
Yep.
Was it more
that... It's a material item. It can be replaced.
Right. But was it more that you love those knives because they were so good? Or was it that they were worth $500?
No, it's because they were that good.
Oh, I can't find a good set of knives. I try all the time and they all stink.
We should hit up James's ex. She's got a good pair.
Yeah, she's not going to part with those knives.
Yeah. Man, James, that stinks, man. Talk about cutting you deep.
Cuts like a knife.
Right.
And Melissa?
Yeah.
I'm siding with you with the air fryer thing. It was her mistake for letting him borrow it to begin with.
Wait, do you have regrets about, ever just like, I don't know, having those knives around your now ex? Is there any regrets on your end?
No. I mean, the only thing I regret from time to time is that I miss having them.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Because they held their edge.
I thought you were going to say the only regret I have from time to time was marrying her.
Well, listen, James, man, we are so happy that we appreciate you calling and sharing that story. Let us know whenever you get another new set of Chicago cutlery knives.
You got it. And I listen to you guys on my way to work and on my way home. So awesome. You guys are great. I love you guys.
Thanks,
thank you, James. We appreciate
really
it, brother.
Sweet. Thank you.
And go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
More like go Cuts, go. Am I right? Suzanne and Darian.
What did an ex take from you?
I love you guys. I was engaged once a long, long time ago, and we bought a puppy together because we were going to get an apartment and move in. And then we ended up breaking up because he cheated, and he took my dog.
Oh, no. You dare dogs. That's like a big one.
I know. He was my baby. I mean, he was both of ours, but I felt like he was more my dog because he'd go out of town all the time.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and you were the one that took care of him.
Exactly.
That's like, that's literally like losing custody of a kid.
Oh, it is. It definitely was.
Did you try to get the dog back?
I did. I talked to him and I was like, please. And he was never like mean or anything, but he's like, you know, he's like, well, technically he's like, I feel like he's mine. I'm like, well, I feel like he's mine. So we argued for a while over it. And then I just got a new puppy.
Oh.
I couldn't live without one anymore.
Do you still see the old puppy at all anymore?
No, this was a lifetime ago. So no, I'm sure he's long gone.
But once you guys broke up, you didn't see him much after that?
I saw him a couple of times, but it would just break my heart. It was so hard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Happy spooky season from Melissa and Austin. And look, you know we are big into spooky season, not just because both Melissa and I's birthdays are in October, but just because we love being spooked and frightened and scared.
Yeah, spooky season is fun. That's why everybody decorates their houses and goes to haunted houses and watches scary movies at the movie theater.
Yeah, and all week long, we want to tap into spooky season with your spooky stories. We've done this before on this show, and we've gotten some great, great scary stories, and we
really
want to hear
them. Yeah.
We want to hear more of them this week, and this time, we've got some Six Flags Fright Fest tickets up for grabs for them. So, if you've got a spooky story, better come at it this time tomorrow. But for today, let's go to our girl, Tegan in Dundee.
Hello.
Hi, Tegan. What do you got for us that's spooky?
Okay, this one is, there's a little girl. She gives an old man a ride. He drives her to her great-grandma's house, and they start having a conversation, hearing old stories. And when he drops her off, the next day he goes to pick up some milk and drop it off at the door, and he realized that the young girl's house has no one home. And some different family opens the door and says, "I'm sorry, sir. I think you have the wrong address. My great-grandmother died many, many years ago and was wearing that same dress that you're talking about."
Ooh.
Wait.
So it was a ghost in the back of the car?
Apparently.
And he gave a ride home to the great-grandmother?
Yes.
Wait, was this like an Uber driver?
Yeah, okay. She's like, what kind of rating did he get?
Yeah. Does she have a credit card?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Did you make that up, or is that a real story?
I made it up.
Oh, okay. I still like it.
You know what? Yeah.
I respect the effort for sure, Tegan. Good
is that
job.
Spooky story good enough to win Tegan these Six Flags Fright Fest tickets? It is.
You're going to ride some scary rides.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Did you literally just...
That's our
scary monster.
Yeah, that's our monster confirming that you won these tickets.
He sounds like maybe he's a little sick, but anyway, are you going to take some friends and ride the rides all day? Are you going to dress up for Fright Fest?
I don't know about dress up, but yeah, I'll take some friends to Six Flags.
All right.
Well,
I love it.
You're having so much fun.
Yeah. Have a blast, Tegan. It's going to be so much fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the scary story.
Sure.
Dust off your spooky stories, because this time tomorrow, we're going to be giving away another pass to Six Flags Fright Fest, and we want you to win them, but only
if you come with a Halloween spooky story.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
You want to get to some, I don't know, maybe some great news?
Yeah, I do. It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and trust me, you will also feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Michael and Gurnee.
What's your great news?
My great news is my daughter and son-in-law announced their pregnancy about a month ago.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday, I got a call from my son and daughter-in-law. They announced their pregnancy. They're both due within 2 weeks of each other in February.
No way.
Really? Did they plan that out?
It was a lot of hard work. One of them had to go through IVF.
Oh,
oh
God,
really?
Love them.
Oh, that's always so emotional.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We are so happy. We are so amazed. All we can worry about at this point is one's in Alabama and one's here in Chicago. What happens if we're in Alabama when the other one's
born?
Oh,
my gosh, yeah. Which one's due first, Alabama or Chicago?
Alabama.
Oh,
Alabama's
no.
Alabama's due first. Okay. And is this the first, would this be the first grandbaby in the family?
This would be our first and our second. But my grandparents, it will be their fourth.
Her parents.
My parents, the great grandparents, it'll be their fourth within 12 months.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, you got a baby.
Family's getting busy.
Family, Michael.
Yeah.
There's a lot of love going on in the Michael family.
Yeah, right.
That's for sure.
Michael, how close in age are your kids?
They are 6 years apart, and we have one more in the middle. So it's 3, 3, and 3.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
well,
so cool.
To tell that one in the middle to get working, okay? We need to get that third grandbaby coming along. Let's time this up perfectly.
I like to joke about it. He's a roadie. He does live music and live comedy shows across the country.
Oh, that's
cool. I know he's got a grandchild for me somewhere across
the
country.
Yeah. He probably has a few, honestly. Yeah, you never know.
That's so
too funny.
Well,
Michael, listen, man, congratulations. We are so happy for you guys.
Thank you very much. It was awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Michael, do me a favor. Call us back as soon as either Alabama or Chicago are born.
All right. Got to get something in for Alabama. Roll Tide.
Yeah, right.
I'll allow it. Yeah.
And Michael, babies are so precious. So congratulations. I think that's just so incredibly sweet.
Oh, I really thank you, too. And thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Thank you for calling and thank you for listening.
Oh, for sure.
Have a good day.
Oh. And you tell whoever told you to tell us to have a good day to also have a good day.
That's my wife, Susie, who won tickets to Keith Urban.
Oh, nice,
so cool.
Susie. Okay.
Well, I love Susie. You're feeding him lines. That's appropriate.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, hey, and tell Susie we love her.
Susie, I love you guys. I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you.
Well, we love you more.
Yeah. I throughout the entire call, I kept hearing.
I did too.
They're 6 years apart in age. Yeah. Well, one's in Alabama. Tell them that.
Don't forget to say have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for calling. You guys are so much fun.
You guys are cute.
Have an awesome weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And if you've got great news, we want to hear it. So give us a call.
312-946-4995.
Yeah, give us a call because we want to hear your great news.
Austin, tell them it's US 99.
Oh, yeah. It's US 99. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station, and did not think it was going to be this hard, but I, as you guys know, I got my start in sports talk radio, and I worked in that industry for 10 plus years, and I've always had a love for it, for the format, just the talk format. And
you love sports.
And I love sports.
Yeah, I wish you were wearing something with sports on. Oh, wait,
yeah,
wearing
no,
a t-shirt
I
with the
I
rock
think I,
on
all
it.
Of my wardrobe
Titans,
is basically sports.
Dodgers.
Yeah. The thing is, it sucks because I feel like what we've built over the last 4 years has been incredibly special to me. And this is extremely hard. As you know, over Labor Day weekend, you know, I went to Nashville, where I'm originally from.
Yeah.
And I visited my family, which was, you know, what was supposed to be, you know, the entire reason that I was there. However, while I was there, some things came to play and opportunities were offered and opportunities that I could not turn up. And after a long conversation with our wonderful boss, Marcy, who brought me here to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Marcy.
Yeah.
Marsh
Dog. Yeah, Marsh Dog. We've begun the process of moving.
Moving what?
Like our lives.
That is a really funny follow-up to
that. Well, why are you
just moving our bodies to the beat of the music, Mel?
Okay, so what is it? Why are you moving to Nashville?
Basically, my job has kind of led me to move.
To do what?
This is really hard because I'm just like the entire 4 years that we've built this show are all coming to fruition right now.
Wait, it's like, are you doing sports talk in Nashville now?
No. So the thing is, I'm still going to be doing country radio here at Melissa and Austin. I'm just moving down the street. In Elmhurst.
You suck.
I know. I knew it.
Well,
I
was did you like, know it?
I knew it because I can read it from you. I can read it. I'm like, he is got a bit going. Wait, you're moving down the street in Elmhurst?
Yeah. Actually,
that's the opportunity that happened while you were in Nashville?
That
part wasn't even real.
Yeah. I mean, I did go to Nashville over Labor Day, but I did not meet it with anybody. Uh-huh. I was just... wanted to throw you off the scent, and I'm just moving down the street.
To be fair, he told me about this like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I also told Marcy a long time
ago. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I did want to pull some sort of prank on you. And we had to wait until both houses were closed on and everything, and so, yeah.
You're good at keeping a secret.
Hey, thank you.
Well, like, with me.
I know, he told me a while ago.
Well, I had to tell him, because you know how he gets with pranks.
So how far down the street? Because you know, you can't leave Mr. Elmhurst.
It's not far. It's further from him, but maybe the distance will make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. So you guys are going long distance.
Yeah,
now.
A little bit. But I'm literally right down the street, and I'm never leaving Elmhurst. I love that city and that town way too much.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Selling this one, getting a new one, hopefully bigger and better.
I gotta find a better way to prank Melissa, though. Yeah. I thought that was gonna be easy.
I'm like, there's something. Yeah. I'm like, I was just waiting for the punchline.
Are we invited over?
House party.
Am I invited over? She kind of ruined that house party thing.
It is a great house for watching sports. I gotta say that. Oh my god,
I will be over there next weekend.
I am obsessed with my new house. No matter where you are in the world, it's 5 at 8:35 somewhere, right? Isn't that how the saying goes?
That's what they always say.
Which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Aaron in Thornton and Jose in Mokena. Jose, why don't you say hello to Aaron?
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jose.
All right, guys, you're up for tickets to go see Mr. Christmas, and that's Brett Eldridge at the Chicago Theater December 4th to put you in the mood for the holidays. With 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes, ma'am.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. In 1997, Trisha Yearwood released a version of How Do I Live? That same year, another artist also dropped a version of the same song. Who was that artist? 3 seconds.
I don't think I know that one.
We're looking for Leanne Rimes.
Oh. Does that ring a bell now?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you live with yourself after missing that one?
Question number two. Florida Georgia Line sang the song Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen with what country artist?
Jose. Luke Bryan.
Is it Luke Bryan? It is not. Aaron, you got a guess?
No.
No. Well, it was Chase Rice.
Question number three. Which country star made national news last week after the announcement of the divorce from his wife, Nicole
Aaron.
Kidman?
Aaron.
Keith Urban.
Is it Keith Urban? It is. Aaron breaks the scoreless streak 0-0. It is now 1-0. Aaron.
All right, now we go to question number four. What country and rock artist known for wearing glasses sings the song Give Heaven?
Jose. Hardy?
Is it Hardy? There we go. All tied up. One apiece heading into this fifth and final question. The winner is going to see Mr. Christmas at the Chicago Theater. Garth Brooks' alma mater's mascot is the Cowboys. What college did he go to?
Jose.
Jose.
Oklahoma State.
Is it Oklahoma State? It is. Go Pokes. Oh, and Jose, boy, you're going to see Mr. Christmas.
All right.
Congratulations. Yeah, got her on the sports question.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
It's an academia question.
No more pranks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No more
Look,
pranks.
I'm sorry.
See?
All right, I'm not moving. I'm just moving down the street.
If you had said you were moving, by the way, I would have been like, no, you're not. Do you know how hard we've worked to put this together?
So
you
hard.
Are not moving.
Oh, my gosh.
I would demand. And you stay.
You would tie me down?
Yeah.
Give me hostage.
Or never speak to you
okay.
again.
All right. Well, yeah, don't worry. We are, I'm staying, and we are going to be giving away more of these tickets this time tomorrow with the 5 at 8:35.
It's Melissa and Austin. Emphasis on Austin, because he is definitely not going anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.